The federal government shutdown entered day 34 Monday with a little bit of good news for some 42 million low-income people who rely on SNAP food assistance. The Trump administration announced Monday that it will partially fund the SNAP program after two federal judges issued rulings requiring payments to continue. But the rub is that it will only be a partial payment for November, and the money won't come right away. California Attorney General Rob Bonta gave his response in a news conference.
This is unprecedented. SNAP is an entitlement program. All eligible recipients are supposed to receive funding, and the Trump administration is choosing to only partially fund some. So they are deliberately starving some hungry Americans, and when they don't have to. And this will be the first time in the history of the United States in this program that this has happened.
He calls the Trump administration's action disgusting, dangerous, and damaging, and he thinks it's illegal. Governor Gavin Newsom agrees.
It's vulgar. There's a reason people are putting Marie Antoinette memes up there of Trump. Let him eat cake. Because that's how this feels.
Yeah.
He's betraying his own voters. Red districts, red and rural counties, red states that disproportionately are the beneficiaries of food stamps, disproportionately are going to be impacted.
According to court filings by the Trump administration, the government will pay 50% of eligible households' SNAP allotments for November. And that shortfall is not the only rub. It will also take some time for those partial payments to turn up for beneficiaries. Attorney General Bonta says that's a problem.
To get SNAP funding up and running for recipients who are already on the program, it takes about a week. So there's always a delay from the time that the Trump administration decides to pay someone until they actually get the food. And these are folks who are hungry, and every day matters, and it has a very damaging impact the more delay there is.
Top Democrats in the Senate were not satisfied with the Trump administration's commitment. Senator Patty Murray tweeted, "Just now paying the bare minimum to partially fund SNAP is not enough, and it is not acceptable." Senators debated the latest development on the Senate floor. Chuck Schumer is the Senate Democratic leader.
Everyone can get full benefits. The only person standing in the way is Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Even after the courts have spoken, the administration continues to use kids, seniors, disabled Americans, and working parents as political pawns, dangling the threat of hunger over their heads.
Democratic senators have offered a resolution to fully fund SNAP during the shutdown, but that met with Republican opposition. John Barrasso of Wyoming is a Senate Republican whip.
Want to end the food assistance cliff? It's easy. Pass the clean, bipartisan, continuing resolution. Democrats should vote for it immediately. Until then, Mr. President, the Schumer shutdown is going to continue to hurt struggling families. Therefore, Mr. President, I object.
As of now, people on SNAP aid will keep waiting to see when and how much aid they'll get. And the federal government shutdown continues on its path to becoming the longest shutdown in the nation's history. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.